Trailer, a new radio drama for Penison FM, written by Phil Johnson. The action opens in a darkened cinema.
Excuse me, are you okay? We're about to close. Sir? It's the end of the showing. You need to make your way home. Sir? Sir, we're closing. You must leave the cinema now.
Oh, sorry. I was miles away. A good film. Been waiting to see it for a while. Powerful stuff. Do excuse me. What time is it?
10:20.
Oh.
Are you okay? You seem at a loss.
No, not at all. I'm just absorbed. That's all. Not sure what's happening. I'll be on my way. Sorry to put you out.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. I just need to make sure the cinema is clear, that's all.
Oh, of course. I'm on my way. Don't worry about me. I'm away now. Thanks. Oh, just a bit stiff from sitting so long. It's this way, yes?
Straight up the stairs, sir. Turn right and then straight ahead through the doors and out into the real world again.
Yes, got that. Up, then right and out into the real world again.
That's right, sir. See you again then, soon. We've got the new Hitchcock next week. Might be seeing you here.
Hitchcock? Well, maybe or maybe not. I'm not really my cup of tea. Not one for shocks and suspense. Life is really enough without seeing it here. You never know.
All right, sir. Each to their own, I suppose. As long as some people keep coming, my job's safe, eh?
Yes, well, I must be on my way. I'm keeping you even longer, sorry. Still, off into the real world, eh? Away from this celluloid one. Good night. And thank you.
Oh, just look at this mess. I don't know. People today are just lazy, dropping stuff on the floor. Oh, what's this? Hey, wait a second, sir. Sir, wait a moment. You've left your hat.
We get them all from time to time. Remember that chap who hid under the seats? They weren't discovered till the cleaners came in the morning. That was quite a shock when you're only expecting empty ice cream cartons and lolly sticks. What was this chap's problem, do you think?
Well, it did seem sad somehow. Sat all alone. Everyone else gone home. I mean, it was a quiet night. Hardly anyone in. But he was still there at the end, on his own.
You always get a few oddballs in here. Cold night outside. Poor digs. No money for the pub. It's a cheap night in warm for some of them. They can lose themselves. As for young ones, well, it's a dark, safe place to cuddle and what have you. And it's not only the young and all. I'm sure I saw that Andrews bloke off the council here with someone not his wife. And from what I could see, whenever I shone my torch in their direction, he weren't just unwrapping a mivvy.
Oh, you make me laugh, you do. No. Well, back to this chap, the one I was telling you about. He left his hat. It was on the seat next to where he was sitting. He had to get up and shuffle past it to reach the aisle. I mean, how he missed it, I don't know. But he did. Soon as I saw it, I called out to him. But he'd gone. He hasn't been back, has he?
No. Not one person has called back for anything since last weekend. Not even the owner of that item of delicate underwear picked up off the floor of the back row after the late showing for the Monster of the Black Lagoon. Whoever, or whatever, they weren't put off by the Black Lagoon. Or monsters from anywhere.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you seem all concerned for this bloke. It's not like you.
Oh, give over. No, it's just, well, you didn't see him. You weren't there to see him. He looked so lost. Whether it was a film or the... Well, I don't know. He seemed, well... I can't say not himself, but... Preoccupied would be the word I would choose. Yes, preoccupied, that's it. How else would he forget his hat?
Perhaps he was smitten by your beauty.
Oh, yeah, give over. In the dark, dazzled by my touch.
Well, you had a conversation with him, didn't you? You took interest.
No more than any other customer, given the circumstances.
However, you have taken an interest in him now, our mysterious lonely man. So what now?
Well, there's still his heart. He might call back.
Well, he might. Who knows? And if he does, he'd see you. You don't see many men in hats round these parts, do you?
But what if he does call back? It's only me who would recognise him.
Oh, hello. This sounds serious. What are you saying? There's a gang of hat thieves working through the regional cinema chains and you wish to expose them? Or is it just that there's one man missing a hat that you are desperate to meet again?
It's not what you think at all. You make it sound like I'm desperate. Give over. No, I was concerned for him. He looked totally out of this familiar world. He made vague references to the film he'd been watching. He wasn't just there to watch a film. He looked nothing like a punter dodging the weather or looking for an escape from a dull life. He was here for some reason. I just wondered if he's okay, that's all. He must be missing his hat at least.
Well, if it's important, he'll be back.
Off we go. New week, new films. You all right, Jack?
Yeah, that hat's still here.
He's not been back then?
Nope.
I keep thinking about that night. I hope he's all right. Odd, isn't it? Heaven knows how many people I've seen here over the years. All sorts, regulars, couples, young and old, sharing the dark, escaping for an hour or two. Wouldn't know any of them again, except one. I can't get that one face out of my mind.
You'll get over it. Look, I'll go and check the batteries and the torches. Keep an eye on the door for me, won't you?
You're supposed to check them first thing. I don't know. You're getting forgetful in your old age.
Oh, less of that. Won't be long.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. I was miles away.
Yes. I wonder if you can help me. I've lost my hat. Left it somewhere. I was wondering as I was passing the cinema, I thought to myself, it might be here.
Yes, I remember you. Well, the hat. Now, let me see. Your hat is somewhere, I know. We were having a tidy up, and we put it to one side. See, you're all right. Just waiting for you. Here we go. Is this your hat?
Oh, thank you. It's not that I haven't another hat, but it has some value, mainly sentimental. My wife used to say I look good in a hat. Not many can wear a hat, but you can, she often said.
That night, when you left it, you were strange. No, not strange. You seemed lost. You were the last to leave.
Yeah, yes, I know, but that was the first night I came on my own. First time out anywhere. I thought it would get me out again. It's been 3 months now.
Oh, I think I'm beginning to understand, sir. Of course. Oh, it must be hard on anyone. You don't have to say any more, unless you want to.
Yes, sir. My wife passed away 3 months. Not used to my own company, I guess. We used to come here on and off. I thought to come on my own, it would break some ice. Get things going. We used to do it. In a way, it has.
Well, you've done it. And look, at least you're here again. You've got your hat back. And I do hope you'll come again. If and when you do, I'll be here to say hello to you. Make you welcome with a smile. Help you try and get back to a normality.
That's kind of you to think that. I'll get back to some routine. I've got time. Oh, and thanks for the hat. Thanks. I'll be on my way. What's on this week, by the way?
Oh, it's a cracking film, I think. One of those I shan't mind watching over and over again for 2 weeks.
I might try and see it then. Make an effort, like. Well, I'll be on my way then. Oh, and thanks for keeping the hat. I'll be off now. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, job done. Now, where... Oh, who was that that came in?
He came back for it.
Who came back for what?
That man. The man who left his hat, you remember? I thought we might see him. Thought we might see him again. Anyway, have you stocked that freezer, Jack? Or do I have to add that to the list of things you've forgotten to do, eh? This place, eh? I wonder what really happened in his life. Might be a good story. Might make a good film. Always thought I'd like to be in a film.
Give over. You, in a film? We had the monster from the Black Lagoon on last week.
How dare you, of all the cheek. Shut up and get that freezer stocked.
Trailer was written by Phil Johnson, performed by Phil Johnson, Steve Dobson and Carol Bradbury. Produced by Steve Dobson for Penistone FM.